Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with another edition of Charting Multibaggers, where we're trying to find characteristics of the best performing stocks and obviously look to see which stocks in future have those characteristics. The problem at the moment, I think, with the market is that there's so many situations. It's a bull market for small caps, and it's very difficult to narrow down the best situations. But I think I've come up with something which might help. If we look at Eurasia Mining, just to get the show on the road, here you can see that at the beginning of February last year, we had a strong green candle and then a gap higher. And there was a gap higher through the former resistance around 4.2 pence. So clear signal there, buying on the day after the gap, or the day of the gap up, around the 5 or 5.5 pence area. Maybe if you're cautious, you wait for the next day. So that would give you an opening price around 5.5 pence. And the theory is that when a stock or market gaps through resistance, it's a very strong situation. And you only see that in the strongest of situations. And that will be the theme of this little video today. You can see that after we had that gap higher at the end of February, the shares did go higher. Obviously, they were suspended afterwards, but they've obviously never really looked back since. And the theory is, as well as the momentum idea of gaps higher through resistance, also that once you have a stock that does that, it never really gets rid of that bullish sentiment towards it. You have people who are caught short, and they will keep driving the shares higher, trying to cover their positions. So that's what happened at Eurasia Mining last year. Obviously, this year we've had the successor to Eurasia, which we've gone from mining to crypto mining, I suppose. And that's the stock which has basically followed Eurasia this year has been Argo Blockchain. And you can see there at the end of December, we had almost an identical setup there with resistance. The stock had resistance in this case at 12.5 pence, and then we had a strong green candle at the end of that consolidation, and then the gap higher on 17th of December. So that gave you, if you were awake on the open, that gave you an entry around the what's that with the opening there around 13.25 pence. So let's say you pay 13.5 or 14 pence. If you wanted to be cautious and see whether that gap would hold for on a day end of day basis, you'd go long the next day. So that would be on the 18th, around the anywhere around the 15 and a half, maybe up towards 16 pence area, but no more than 16 pence, given the range that we had. And then obviously after that, waiting to see whether there is follow or there was follow through. As you can see, we not only had the shares not going back on the gap, but also then gapping higher up towards 40 pence in the next stage, and then up to a pound on the third gap. And that's the other thing to note. When you get gaps, gap sequences, they tend to come in threes, a bit like London buses, but in a nice way. Well, actually, that is in a nice way. So there we have there for Argo Blockchain, the classic setup of initial gap, that's the entry point, and then two further gaps during the rally. And that was probably a 10 out of 10 in terms of the setup there, especially given the way that it's been relatively quick within a month, and also the magnitude of the move. Another stock which was a hero from last year, Greatland Gold. Here you can see that we had the start of the rally, I suppose it was going back in the January period, with the shares gapping up or rallying during that period. But in fact, the start of the rally really was at the beginning of December 2019, with that gap higher there through the 1.6, 1.7 area. We filled the gap but never closed below it. And that's one of the conditions, that we don't close below the charting gap. So if you did buy towards 1.8, you had to weather down to 1.6. Not the end of the world. Clearly, if there had been an end of day close back below that 1.6 pence area, that would have killed the signal, but you would not have lost too much money. And then you can see that obviously since then, the shares just kept on powering away. Interestingly enough, compared to Eurasia and Argo, there haven't actually been, it's been quite a smooth flow for Greatland Gold. We just had that initial highlight gap there, and after that we've just kept on going, which is obviously very pleasant. On to a slightly different sector, and illustrating the point in a different kind of stock. Here we've got Avacta, which started its journey around April last year. In fact, we actually did have a failure in this one, in the sense that we had a gap higher in January. There was follow through from 20 pence to 30 pence, but then we came back. But at least you did have a decent run there. But the main one was the one in April, with an entry point, notional entry point there near 40 pence, 41 pence. And obviously the rest is history in terms of how the shares progressed. But then there were two gaps after the initial gap. So it was a classic three gap sequence, one at the end of April through 60 pence, and then the next one through £1.15 in May. So three gap sequence there. And after that, you can sort of take your pick in terms of where you would want to get out. Probably the best thing is waiting for an end of day close back below a gap, which would then be the stop loss and the take profit level, which would have got you out, I suppose, around the, what's that, the 120 area, something like that, for a Avacta. And a very decent situation then. Just going to look at one more historical example. I had quite a few here, but I think the best one, the juiciest one, was probably Reach, which especially as we did actually cover the stock in the Bulletin Board Heroes at the time. First gap here was in September through the, what's that, the 100-day moving average, and through the low 50s, say 52, 53, something like that. And we never closed back below that gap. Then there was a second gap there at the end of September through 70 pence, but you had the entry point around 55. And then the third gap there at the beginning of November. And we've basically kept going. In fact, we've had a fourth gap now, higher for January. So that's probably that's four gaps, gaps on one single situation. That's probably the longest run of gaps that I've seen on a multi-bagging situation. So the gaps, I think, do the trick in terms of this being the starting gun on a rally and then giving you a signal to keep going with a stock and not take profits too early. So pretty impressive stuff. And as I said, that only happens in like 1 in 100 situations. So you're really filtering out really sorting out the wheat from the chaff in that situation. I want to go on to some of the recent ones now. This is sort of semi looking back and semi looking forward. Itaconics, we had a gap higher here at the end of last month through resistance. So that was through around the 2.4 pence level, and very strong price action since then. Gaps up, but I suppose you had an exit there with after the second gap there if you were strict. Into around the 4.25 level, although it has to be said the shares have kept going, but that would have been the exit there. So getting in at 2.4, getting out around 4.25 pence just a few weeks later. Another situation which has been nice in the sense it hasn't been too volatile has been asimilar. Here we had a gap through post-November resistance through the 25 pence area. And we're already up at 36 pence now. It's a relatively smooth starting gun gap there for the shares. Let's see how far and how fast they progress. Stock which gapped up and has just sort of started, let's say, is Castillo Copper. We had the gap, I think, at the end of last week, at the beginning of the end of last week or the week before, through the 3.5 pence zone. Here we're sort of consolidating. Hopefully we'll stay above the floor of the gap there, around 3.37 pence. And while we're above that, looking for a charting target towards 6 or 7 pence. So let's see if that particular situation gets going. In fact, with this one, we already had gaps higher from much lower. So we had a gap through the early December resistance around 2.25. And then obviously the big gap that we had for January, but above 3.5 pence or so Hopefully Castillo will keep going, and hopefully Multibag. Situation where there was another great gap and great fundamentals as well is ARC Minerals. Here we've got a situation where we have the classic move there. And I suppose that just illustrates perfectly how on the 13th of January we had the gap through resistance. So that same setup as Eurasia, Greatland, and Argo blockchain. And quite smooth there. So if you bought either on the day or the day after, let's say at 5 pence, you'd be in there now at 5 pence and looking for hopefully more gaps and more upside to come. I think I've been going for a 10 pence target there, and hopefully with the gaps coming through and follow through for the shares, we'll see that relatively soon. Stock which I hadn't looked at before, but seems to be in the same kind of mold, is Griffin Mining. In fact, this is a bit like the Castillo situation. The shares actually gapped into resistance, which is an early bird signal. That gave us an entry point, I suppose, around the 90 pence area. Otherwise, it's £1.10 or the £1.10 zone with a gap through the resistance area, and we'll see how far the shares fly after the latest price action. Looks very healthy indeed. In terms of the resistance line projections here, we're probably hopefully looking for a target towards the £1.90 to £2 area if we continue with the follow through and don't break back below the 104-105 area, which has been recent support for the shares. Just a few to go now. The best looking current break gaps higher. Here we've got Touchstar, gap through resistance, the floor of the gap around 55 pence. So while we're above that versus 65 pence at the moment, looking for decent follow through. Just how far the shares could go is hopefully up towards the 120 to 150 area, but that's only valid while we hold above the 55 pence zone, but certainly a decent setup there. And just from Friday, the gaps on the daily charts for Petroneft, here a gap through the 0.7 pence zone, above that looking for 1.2 pence, which is post 2020 resistance. And finishing off with a stock which I did cover during the week, Metals Exploration, another nice looking gap there through 2 pence and holding above the initial January resistance at 2.1 pence, hopefully this one going towards the top of a rising trend channel from November, heading towards 4 pence. But the setup there, the classic gap through resistance setup there. And so not too many stocks in the near term, maybe sort of 4 or 5, which I've seen, which have that set up. And presumably those who are keen traders could get involved in a decent proportion of them, or even all of them, I suppose. So that's it for me today. Another charting multi-bagger segment soon.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.